Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Mama Runs an Ultra. I'm a runner on the downhill side of my 50s, training for my very first ultra marathon. And this podcast is me saying all the quiet parts out loud of what the hell am I thinking? So I'm already getting humbled by my super cute vintage shoes I wore to an event. I should know better because I've been super cautious about taking care of my feet with these back-to-back long runs. And knock wood, I historically have not had issues with my feet. And I have been diving into that book that y'all recommended a couple of months ago about taking care of your feet. And it's super helpful. There were several things I did not know, but I did not even think about it just in my day-to-day life. So I have a few pairs of super cool vintage shoes from like the 60s and 70s that I used to wear all the time back when I worked in a real office. But since I've been talking to myself in the guest room closet for the last several years, I don't wear shoes except when I'm running because there's no reason to put them on walking around the house. So anyway, I completely forgot that I needed to wear some sort of sock or something with these super cool shoes. And they didn't hurt. They don't hurt at all when I wear them. But oh my goodness, I got home and I was like, what did I do to my little pinky toes? So they are currently hamburger. And yesterday's run was okay. I wore little toe socks. I have little blister pad thingies on my little toesies. But I have some big miles this week. And I hope I have not started a long-term problem. Fingers crossed, toes crossed, whatever it takes. Yeah, it just completely escaped me of looking after my feet when I'm not running. So now I'm like, okay, Birkenstocks and nothing else, y'all. We'll see. Thankfully, we've had nice warm weather in the 80s around here. Although I have no shame in my game, I will absolutely do socks and Birkenstocks. I don't care. One of my running partners is a huge fan of the various recovery shoes that are specifically made to supposedly make your feet happy afterwards. And I don't know, I'm one of those old school, like, I love the feel of the bottom of the Birkenstocks when you slide your feet in. It's just like, And they're hard as rocks, as you know. And the recovery shoes, I tried on at the running store, but they're like squishy. And also, I don't like thong flip-flops. I don't like thongs of any kind. TMI warning. Haha, too late. Maybe this should be the OnlyFans episode. Talking about thongs, I mean flip-flops, and feet. I mean, you got to pay for your running one way or the other, right? Just kidding. Not really. This is not like a soft launch of any sort of adult content, y'all. Just joking around. But... anyway, it's been one of those weeks. We've had a lot going on with our dear friends, and it's just made it kind of a nice little like mindless thing to be able to go out and run. And I'm so grateful for the privilege to be able to do that, especially these last couple weeks where we've just really had a lot of challenging stuff going on. But Siri has not been on my side lately. If you follow me on Instagram, you may have seen that I made a little story about this, but like Siri is out to get me. Oh, I don't think I've ever mentioned my Instagram. I kind of hate social media, y'all. So this is not like a follow because it's awesome. It's just sort of there. But my handle is Retired Running Shoes. Anyway, I was deep into my second long run and I was like, I am going to listen to a podcast. And so I run with one earbud in, but I don't usually turn it on. It's mostly so that I can take phone calls without having to dig my phone out of my pack. Anyway, I was like, okay, and I hope that this doesn't mess up your phones. It shouldn't, because Siri doesn't listen to me, so surely your Siri is not going to listen to me either. But anyway, I was like, hey, Siri, play Marathon Handbook Podcast. And Siri says, okay, playing Apple Music Marathon Playlist. And I was like, I know that especially as I get tired, I have a little bit more of an accent. But come on, Siri, we've been together from day one. You know how I talk. And Marathon Handbook Podcast does not sound anything like running playlist in a completely different app. Anyway. Siri is not doing me right. It was kind of funny, though. I am a fan of that podcast, and I've learned a ton. They actually might kind of sort of be one of my gateways into this whole ultra thing in the first place. One of their three main people is originally from the Boston area, but runs mega trail ultras down in Costa Rica, and kind of made me believe that I could maybe do this. So yeah, I'm gonna blame them. Not like they're listening. They did, however, share my little story on Instagram, which was a true story. Anyway, I do enjoy their stuff. No, this is just like a total like fangirl plug. There's no association between us whatsoever. However, I'm available, y'all. If you want an old lady just talking in the closet about all the crazy things that pop up training for your first ultra when you have absolutely no idea what you're doing. And by you, I mean me. We had plans to go camping at one of our fabulous state parks this weekend, and I was going to get in my long runs on their amazing trails. And normally we book those like a couple of days before, because even though the South Carolina state parks are absolutely fantastic, they're not usually very crowded, especially off season. So I was just like, yay, we'll just decide like Wednesday, Thursday, we'll go. Oh no, I happened to call ahead and they are booked up. And I finally was like, what is going on that all of the campsites are booked and all the cabins are booked? And they were like, the Masters. And I was like, the Masters is in Augusta, Georgia. And they're like, yeah, but we're within an hour and a half. People stay here for the whole week and drive over to the Masters. Okay, talk about sports that are just absolutely not on my radar despite growing up in this area my entire life. And tangent, but not really. So when you're watching running, I love to watch a marathon on television. I love watching a track 10K. The commentators before and after are always like complaining about how long it is. And I'm like, a 10K on the track or a marathon are the perfect time to be able to tell all the stories, show exactly what's going on throughout the entire field. You got plenty of time for excellent, excellent coverage. If people will sit and watch golf all day on television, y'all, come on, step it up in terms of coverage of running. I do not understand. This isn't a problem. It's a feature. It's a good thing. Also, my family is into various types of motorcycle racing, and I jokingly call it like supermoto dirt bike across, which they don't find funny, but I still think is hilarious. Anyway, one thing that that kind of coverage does really well is they have a leaderboard running down one side of the screen. So even when you can't see the entire track or you can't see the entire motocross field or whatever it's called, you can see as rankings move around. And I have been begging marathon coverage to do this. They have the technology. Everybody is chipped. Give us constant updated rankings of who is where, because I understand they don't show the entire field in the coverage. And some races are way worse than others about that. But you can at least give us the leaderboards for the men and women down the side of the screen. Goodness gracious. Anyway, all of that is to say, I have never had any interest in running a road marathon ever in my entire life. And even into this training, I'm still super excited about my race this summer. But I still have zero interest in personally running a road marathon. Still, that bug has not tripped. To me, these are like different things. But we are coming up on Boston Marathon Monday, and I'm excited to see how folks do. I never really followed this stuff until we were coming up on the cycle leading into the 2024 Olympics. So this is sort of like a new hobby for me in terms of following the professional world. So yeah, I'll figure out how to watch that somehow. And I hope for, you know, blue skies and tailwinds or whatever you say to a runner. Anyway, no real big thoughts. I have gotten some really helpful feedback from folks via Instagram direct messages. And as I mentioned earlier, I am not much of a social media person, but I do appreciate the support and especially like the educated information and tips that's been super helpful. It helps this podcast reach other newbie runners and newbie ultra runners. If you leave those comments and questions in your podcast app feedback, it's okay that it's general. You can also do it on YouTube. Speaking of YouTube, like, get some weird comments over there. I had someone going, this whole podcast is about running. I was like, I mean, it's literally in the title of the podcast. People are weird. Anyway, thank you for listening. That's actually what I told the guy. I was just like, alrighty. Anyway, the ratings and reviews really do help. It helps other folks see that we exist. And that's really what this is about, is that hopefully someone else who is new to trying something with running sees that it can be done even when you're just like a nothing special hobby runner from the middle of nowhere in your late 50s. Because I can't find anything else like this that would be helpful for me. And maybe, you know, 3 years from now, somebody might find some of these old episodes and be like, oh, this is awesome. So that's the goal. You know, like, share, subscribe, all that kind of good stuff. It really does make a difference. So I'm off to figure out how to stream the Boston Marathon next week. I don't know. You know, I'm not really going to figure it out till like an hour beforehand because I got mega miles this week. So my brain power is dedicated to making sure I plan appropriately for that. Ooh, shout out to a new food in my pack. Dates inside the soft pretzels. Ooh, it's the perfect combo. Just saying. So yeah, that'll be me running down the trail. Because mama runs an ultra.